Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. It's quite a mix today, from safety to science to, well, global economics.
It really covers a lot of ground. We've tried to pull out the core ideas for you.
Okay, let's kick things off with something really important, rip currents. There have been some tragic incidents lately highlighting just how dangerous they are.
Absolutely terrifying. These are powerful, narrow channels of water moving away from shore, and they move fast.
How fast are we talking?
Up to 8 feet per second. That's faster than an Olympic swimmer, really. It can pull someone offshore very, very quickly.
Wow. So what's the advice? Because the instinct is just to swim straight back to shore.
Right, right. And that's actually the wrong thing to do. You'll just exhaust yourself fighting it. Water safety experts say stay calm. Easier said than done, I know. But stay calm and swim parallel to the beach.
Parallel. So sideways out of the current.
Exactly. Swim along the shoreline until you feel the pull lessen, then swim back towards the beach. And you can sometimes spot them, like for breaks in the incoming waves or maybe churned up cloudy water or even foam moving quickly away from the shore.
Okay, that's critical information. Definitely a good discussion starter about reacting calmly and strategically in emergencies, not just panicking.
For sure. It's about understanding the situation, not just raw strength.
All right, let's shift gears from serious water danger to something way less harmful, but still pretty startling: brain freeze.
Ah, yes, the ice cream headache. The scientific name is a mouthful. Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
Yeah, try saying that three times fast. We've all had it though, right? That sudden pain when you eat or drink something cold too quickly.
Mm-hmm. It happens because the cold rapidly constricts blood vessels in the back of your throat, and then they quickly dilate or widen. That rapid change triggers pain receptors.
So it's a blood vessel thing. Is it actually dangerous?
No, not at all. It's just uncomfortable. Usually lasts less than 5 minutes. Doctors suggest pressing your tongue against the roof of your mouth to warm the area up and help it pass quicker.
Good tip. It's a neat way to talk about how the body reacts to temperature, isn't it? And maybe debunk some myths kids might have heard.
Definitely. It connects everyday experiences to, you know, actual biology.
Okay, from bodily reactions to inspiring words. Today's quote of the day comes from Simon Bolivar. He's known as El Libertador.
A hugely important figure in the 19th century. A military and political leader who was central to South America gaining independence from Spain.
His quote is, "The art of victory is learned in defeat." That really says something.
It does. He led campaigns in areas that are now Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia. I mean, his impact was massive. He dreamed of a united Gran Colombia, which didn't ultimately last. But his legacy as a symbol of liberty is undeniable.
And that quote captures it. Learning from setbacks, perseverance, things we all face.
Absolutely. It's a timeless message. A great discussion point about resilience or the historical impact of fighting for freedom.
So true. Okay, speaking of lessons learned and daily life, let's talk about routines. There's a study suggesting that messing with your morning routine, even slightly, can mess up your whole day.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. The study found that for lots of people, just skipping their morning coffee or maybe their shower was enough to make them feel grumpy all day.
Just those small things.
Apparently so. It seems how awake or drowsy you feel right when you wake up often sets the tone. It really highlights how much those consistent morning habits matter.
It points to the value of routine, I guess, and maybe the connection between sleep quality and just how your day feels overall.
Right. Good discussion topic there about personal habits or why good sleep is so important.
Definitely food for thought.
Okay.
Now, here's a story that really shifted my perspective. It's about a former TV news reporter, Debra Devinia.
Ah, yes. She started volunteering, teaching victim impact classes inside prisons. And she expected one thing, but found something else entirely.
What did she find?
She was surprised by how many inmates expressed genuine remorse for what they'd done. It really changed how she viewed crime and the people involved.
That must have been powerful.
It led her to create the Indiana Prison Writers Workshop. It's a creative writing program for inmates, a way for them to, you know, express themselves authentically. It's now expanded to multiple states.
Wow. So yeah. Writing as a tool for self-discovery, even in prison.
Exactly. It's about empathy, seeing different perspectives, and the sheer power of creative expression to process emotions. Really makes you think.
It really does. Okay, For our final topic, let's zoom out to international relations. The U.S. and the EU recently struck a new trade deal just before a looming deadline.
Right, the August 1st deadline was approaching. This new deal sets a 15% tariff on most imports coming from the EU into the U.S.
How does that compare to before, or what was threatened?
Well, it's way lower than the 30% that was being talked about, which is a relief to some. But it's also much higher than the old average, which was around 1%. So it's a significant increase.
So mixed feelings about it.
Definitely. Some business leaders are just glad a bigger trade fight was avoided. Others, particularly in the EU, are calling it an act of submission, feeling they gave up too much.
It really shows how complex trade deals are and how different people see the same agreement very differently depending on their interests.
Precisely. It's a good starting point for discussing the basics of international trade, tariffs, or just how economic agreements impact different groups.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today, looking at what students are digging into with the Juice. We hope this quick overview helps you connect and chat about these topics.
Yeah, hopefully it sparks some interesting conversations. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.